This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Young class, last, now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Friday, December 23rd edition of Talking Heads is on, and popping your boy Naughty any company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know, we are live. Duncan Carmichael getting it in. Free for all Friday edition. The eve of Christmas Eve, you know, doing big things at Duncan like I always do. And I want to big up all my sponsors, man. Of course, you know, last as far as career goes, to always have great opportunities. Whenever I move, took a big move this year in 2022, early in the year, came over to Guardian Talk Radio, and listen, man, you all have made me feel well at home. The show has taken off. Everywhere I go, I got great feedback. Sponsors, I appreciate all of y'all. The ones who have been with me for over 15, 20 years, and those who have recently come on, man, I greatly appreciate your support, and I value your sponsorship, and I appreciate you trusting me to promote your product. So, you know, once again, glad to be back at Guardian Radio with my Guardian fam and, you know, catching up with everybody. And it's been a good year. So I definitely want to just say that before we started, man. Greatly appreciate everybody for making a smooth transition. So I want everybody, my sponsors, all my listeners, all of you guys to have a great Christmas and the best, happiest New Year possible. But I really want you to enjoy Christmas to the fullest. A couple of Christmases we had the pandemic to deal with. I think that's going to be our first full-blown Christmas. So we got a lot to talk about. You know, and I got some topics I want you to chime in on. And I'll let you know exactly, you know, how to do that. All right? In short order. But I got to remind you, like I said, I'm here at Duncan Carmichael. And Duncan's getting you ready for the holiday season, okay? And the flavors are all back at you. And all holiday season long, they'll be going on for you. And don't forget, Duncan downtown going to be open during Junkanoo. So, you know, you can run on Duncan through Junkanoo while you watch my Saxons beat up on everybody. But listen, you know, kick off the holiday season. Duncan's been having them for the last few weeks, and they're going on straight through the holidays. All right, you got the lattes that have returned, the signature lattes, the holiday lattes. All right, I'm talking about the peppermint mocha latte, the toasted white chocolate latte, and, of course, the new Duncan brown sugar cookie latte. All of those lattes going on for you. And you got them hot or cold. All right. So that's three delicious ways to say cheers this holiday season with the peppermint mocha, the toasted white chocolate, and the new brown sugar cookie signature lattes, all topped with whipped cream at your favorite Dunkin' location. And if you're feeling peckish, or if you're out there junking and you want something to eat, you know what I mean, and flow through, well, listen, Dunkin's got a new twist on the old holiday favorite, the new Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich. Layers of sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, all right, arugula, on a flaky croissant topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. It is all good. Get it as a combo with the popcorn poppers and an iced tea. $9, VAT included. You can't beat that with a stick, all right? So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin' this holiday season. And all Dunkin' locations serving it up for you. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Fernand Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael where we're at, and, of course, out of the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin', all right? Now, we're going to open up the phone lines for you today because it's the holiday season. We're going to do a couple of things, all right? Now, we're going to take the usual route of the show. We'll do the headliners coming up, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. The Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. But like I said, I'm going to open up the phone lines, 323-6232, 325-4316, 326-4259. Again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 326-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right? Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. Now, here's what I'm opening up the lines and the text lines to. A couple of things we need to discuss. Yesterday, we left almost in the dead heat with Sox in the Valley, and who you pulling for this junk news. I still want to know today who you pulling for, Sox in, Valley, Roots, family, whoever. In addition to that, I'm also going to find out what is, like, the official libation of Christmas. Like, we talk about Christmas spirits. We're going to find out what is the libation to have over the season. Is it whiskey? Is it rum? Is it tequila? Is it, you know, eggnog? Is it mixed drinks? Is it brewskis? Chime on in. Let me tell you. Let me know what the libation of choice is as we celebrate responsibly over the holiday. And finally, and last but not least, most importantly, I'm opening up the lines and the text lines. Shout out anybody who you want for the holiday season. All right? Whoever you want, get those holiday shouts out. It's all good. We'll chime on in with them today. We ain't doing the Christmas music thing. Zhivago did a great job with that, you know? So that's how we going to roll today. So while y'all figure out who you want to shout out or what the libation of choice is, or Saxon and Valley, and you know how to chime on in, remember we're live. Duncan, Carmichael getting it in. And let's slide up into to the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? Got to big up my crew over there at Fine Threads. You know, always sponsoring me for years without fears. I want to wish, you know, Adam Trico and his family all the best for the Christmas and for the new year. But, you know, Fine Threads giving you 12 days of Christmas. And on the 11th day of Christmas, 30% off all cufflinks. All right? Both locations, Top Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. And remember, accessories galore at Fine Threads. You got your bow ties, your neckties, your suspenders, all of the accessories for your tuxedos, your cummerbund, so on and so forth. You got your cufflinks, your tie tacks, your pocket pieces, socks, belts, shoes. Be sure to accessorize. Great deals going on suits as well. So be sure to check them out. All right? Check them out online, as a matter of fact, finethreads.com. And if you want to beat some of this holiday rush that's going on, you can do your shopping online and then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Market Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right? So you got it covered. Now, while you all chime on in and let me know what's going on as far as the libations, your Junkanoo group, and, of course, your holiday shout-outs, feel free to chime on in. We're going to get up into the headliners. Like I said, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Who are us making headlines in the 242? And we're going to check out what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844. Let me check the text lines. All right, Naughty, afternoon. Across the board in Junkanoo, Sox and Superstars, and the official libation from that texter is Bailey's. Not a bad choice. Could do a lot of things with Bailey's. I like it. It's a good choice. Yes, man. Hot or cold, you can do things with Bailey's. Good stuff. All right, let's check out the headlines that are blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll, $250 million bond for SBF. XTF founder will live with parents while on bail. Now, listen, read the story, check it out for yourself. But if you look at the particulars, boy, Uncle Sam, they put a good play on us, man. Now, all of a sudden, you know, we hear the talks from the FBI. Oh, great job by our AG. Well, of course, we gave the United States what they wanted, SBF. So, of course, it's a great job. But if you look at what happened, as soon as he touched down, within 24 hours, he got bail. $250 million, all right? Bond. So when you look at the $250 million, you say, whoa. But when you really look at it, his parents were the sureties. They put up their property, $4 million in assets, not even $250 million, and he's on house arrest, in Palo Alto, California, in his parents' home. Yes, that after all of that, that's where we are. Now, I'm thinking, we gotta actually look good in all of this. Say our AG would have said, okay, we'll give you bail, but all of your assets, i.e. your Albany properties, all of them millions and millions in properties, we'll hold them as sureties. Now, if he absconded, if he broke off of the jurisdiction, went on the run, went on the lam, guess who gets all of those assets? Us. And we get them back. I'm just saying. But nonetheless, here we are. SBF has gotten bond. Now, he gets set up in Mommy and Daddy house for the next couple of months and formulate his song list. Because, yes, he had partners in Almeida and Mr. Wang that have testified and gone on record and cut a deal to testify against him. But in these kind of cases, everybody got a side. Everybody got a story. So now we got to see where all of this unfolds and unveils and rolls out. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, good afternoon. Valley in your belly. That's it. And that's all. See you off wrong already. Because anybody know with anything about you, I'm going to know a Saxon in your belly. So deep down, you're a closet Saxon. Probably been raised in a valley household all your life, and you're just regurgitating what you've heard, but deep down, you really want to say Saxon in your belly. That's a Freudian slip there, Texter. Naughty, are the discounts that Fine Threads have currently reflected on the website since you can shop online? Yes, you can double-check that they are reflected. They have all the advertisements for the 12 Days of Christmas online, so just simply click on and log on, and you'll get those discounts as well. And it's wine, red particularly. That's a good choice, but depending on what, you know, which red wine are you saying? You got to be specific, because there's a spectrum to red wine. If you're doing it for the holiday season, you could go from your low end right up to the top. You know, Nitrane is a red wine, but I mean, come on. Okay, so you got to see which one you're talking about. You know, Apothic Red is kind of nice. That's a pretty good red wine, Apothic Red. I like that one. So, my wife liked that one. That's more important. But good submissions on the libations. And let me know what you're saying on this whole SBF situation. That's a big headline. From the business aspect of things, government reviewing proposals from gas retailers, according to Hal Kiedis. And when I say Halkidis, I'm talking about none other than Minister of Economic Affairs, Mr. Michael Halkidis, who said yesterday the government is not deaf to the concerns raised by members of the Bahamas Petroleum Retailers Association over the issue of margins, and said the Davis administration is currently reviewing a proposal by the association. We're looking at it, said Mr. Halkidis. Well, don't look at it. Make a decision on it. We need to feel the benefits at the pump now, Mr. Halkidis. Come on, man. All right, let's go to Sparky on the phone line. We got Sparky chiming in. And Sparky, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, good brethren.
Listen, Sparky, before we get into our diatribe today, remember, you reached out to me yesterday. Just let any one of the folks who wanted to hear our back and forth yesterday, all they have to do, go to GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Those are there. Click on yesterday's show, and they will hear me proving to you that the Saxons are the best group in the history of Junkanoo.
They have proven it to me?
Yeah, man.
You must have found a cure for cancer.
But anyway, never mind. Go ahead.
If you can prove that to me, you found a cure to cancer, I'm going. But anyway, before I make you feel shame, let me tell you something, yeah?
Sparky, before you
shame,
I have no shame.
This ain't nothing but no belly, and this ain't nothing but in your head. This about body.
Okay.
Them people you listen to, I tell you, a lot of them is children to me, you know. Them little Darren Bastian and all the JJ and them, they come 15 years after we been on base. Them Saxons come 15 years or more after we been on May, you know.
You are
you need to listen to y'all. But y'all don't have Willa come on radio talking no foolishness, you know. Y'all, hey, y'all come on radio, you know.
Sparky.
Willa about crying. Willa don't say that. Willa the chocolate maple.
Hold on. Sparky, the reason why Willa does not have to talk smack on radio.
Willa don't have, he don't have to talk. Willa
that's what I hear for.
Willa has said, he don't know what to say. See, y'all don't know what to say. Y'all is spags. I tell you before, I took the Valley Boys first banner in 1958, December.
Did they win that parade?
December 1958.
Sparky, did they win that first parade?
You was a little boy.
Hold on, did they win that first parade? Sparky, question.
Go ahead, answer me. You got to answer me first. Where were you in 1958 when I carried the Valley Boys' first banner?
I was a twinkle in my daddy's eye. I was swimming.
No, you wasn't even being thought of yet.
No, I wasn't thought.
He wasn't even thinking about it. He didn't even meet your mummy yet.
Exactly.
Okay, so you out of the question right away, see?
All right.
All I'm now, what I wanted to say today, because you're wasting my time on my show. Let me
on
tell
your
you
show?
Something.
Oh, Jesus,
I don't take, I don't think Junkanoo should be a competition anymore, like a basketball or baseball a sport. I think Junkanoo should be a parade of celebration for bringing us through the year every year. Both of them, New Year's and the end of the year. I think we should just start the parade maybe at Malcolm Park, come down to the Western Esplanade, and everybody have a big celebration with stewfish, cock salad, boiled fish, and things like that. Because, see, we have outgrown Junkanoo to the point where we don't make any money from Junkanoo. If the government would bring in, rather than paying everybody, giving them stipends for each group, bring in all the stuff and all the glitters and everything, make it tax-free, give it to the different groups and let them go down and perform. Because, first of all, the groups are not making any money from it, no profit. We mostly just doing it from the heart because, let me tell you something, I hear them talking today about where Junkanoo started, where it come from. Whether it was Junkanoo or it came from Ghana. Junkanoo came from the heart. If you listen to the rhythm of the drum and listen to your heart on the stethoscope, you will hear the drum beat. Boom, 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 boom.
But Sparky.
Boom, boom. That is
Sparky.
The drum beating in our souls. That's where Junkanoo is junk, which was made new. When the white masters used to give away their clothes and stuff to the slaves, the slaves used to be so appreciative and glad that they got that. They used to celebrate. That's where junk was made new.
Sparky.
Yes.
Let me ask a couple questions on what I thought was my show. But it's your show now, so.
And Aaron Gray is taking that boy show from him.
So hold on. Now, Sparky.
Yeah.
Number one, in all fairness, when you look at the history of Junkanoo, when you look at our region, in the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, we are renowned for Junkanoo. But it has its origins in Ghana, Axiom Ghana, all right?
No, that's where the boat and left from.
That's, well, anyway, that's
where
the origins
left
come from.
But that ain't where all the slaves were from. They were in a part
Sparky,
of Africa, and they got these, they captured these people. They brought them to the West Coast to ship them east, west. That's where the boat left. But that ain't where the culture came from. That culture came from majority of those different tribes and all their groups. They used to dance, beat, drum, and celebrate.
But Sparky, I got to ask you a question, and you didn't let me ask the question.
But
question
you ain't giving
is,
no
okay?
question. You was giving me a statement. You was telling me where it came from.
But I'm getting to my question.
Go on, then. I'll give you time before I cut you.
On my show. Okay. Now, we know that it had origins in Axiom Ghana, the Ahanta people, which we can trace Bahamian heritage to, including the Enos clan, okay? Now, when you look back, that's what the origins were, but listen, he had two names. He had Junkanoo or January Coney. And I'm wondering, Sparky, if not only do we get Junkanoo from Junkanoo, if we didn't get one of those famous Bahamian expressions from January Coney as well. Carry your... Anyway, don't say it.
No, not
so
say
can you
it.
You
say it to me on Bay Street after coming brown ball. But what I wanted to say is I But look at, on the point of laughter now, I got to go with this one. I really want to go to Bay, but after 64 years, I have missed one New Year's Junkaloo when I was at Doctor's Hospital on the fourth floor. But I think I'm going to miss it. So to all my 9 million fans out there, under doctor's orders, I think I have to stay home. I have my costume ready, the goblin.
Who's your doctor?
My doctor advised me not to take that trip because I might end up at doctor's hospital again.
Who's your doctor, Sparky? Who's your doctor?
Yeah, but I really don't want to miss Bay now because I got
Dr. Sanford.
People out there waiting on me, you know.
Sparky, why don't come to Bay Street with me? Sit in the VIP lounge. You know, I go on to school on the Eastern Road at St. Andrews. I have some friends down there that own businesses. We'll go on the rooftop. Goblin special.
I got a deeper friend than that down there. I got one man named the Prime Minister. He'll give up his seat for me, you know.
He'll
tell the Minister of Youth Sport, because you was a little lightweight MP. Move
That's
on
my
the
friend.
Track.
Don't
Sparky
talk to him
Reed.
Like that now. Don't talk about my good friend like that.
You mean Bullock?
Yes, my buddy.
Man, he's a rookie. I just wrote him in there, you know. I put him in House Assembly. That's my representative.
Sparky, you put everybody in House Assembly.
Who?
You put everybody in House Assembly, according to you.
No, only Bullock. I only vote. I only had one X. They didn't give me one X this election. Last election, I had three. I had one X. They gave me this.
Sparky, my producer said we got to get to the break, so.
I want you and your family. And I want the producer who's been cutting me all year. I want everybody in Guardian to have a wonderful Christmas, of which I don't celebrate, and a happy new year and a successful, productive new year. And I want the government to take back all them taxes that they give us and keep them taxes for themselves. Okay.
All right, well, Sparky, be here too at Guardian Radio, but especially my show. And from my house to yours, I want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. All the best in the new year. And I will try to get there and bring you some brown bottles either right after the Christmas or before the new year. But you've always been a big support, whether it's my morning show, back in the day on 94, or over at Jams, or at Kiss, or at Heart, wherever I've been, Sparky always chimed in, man. So I appreciate you chiming in. I appreciate your contributions. And enjoy this and many more. And stay your behind off Bay Street because we want you around for more Junkanoo. So drink your brown bottles, bend your elbow, and look away because Saxon could be all in your belly, Ellie. Now, with that being said, let's get to the break. We'll pick up the conversation on the flip side of the break with The Buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll get him a Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And at the bottom of the hour, you know, we'll get you into the news. So keep it right where you got it. The Friday, December 23rd, the eve of Christmas Eve edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year.
Young cars, last, last. Now everybody go to breakfast.
December 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're blazing through the 4 o'clock hour, 4:40, 2 p.m. is the time, and we are live at Duncan Carmichael getting it in. And we'll be taking our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break in short order. But just wrapping up the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, John's got a wide selection, you know, for everybody this Christmas, okay? Men, women, kids, they got toys for kids, while supplies last, small home appliances and cookware. Wide selection, like I said, for everybody. So be sure to check out John's. All right, they'll be open for you right up until 6 p.m. Both locations, right up until tomorrow, right going into Christmas Eve, going into Christmas. John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And be sure to check them out. Like I said, both locations, and the John serving you is a pleasure. Now, here's the deal. As we get into the buzz, where do we go from here? As far as, and keep chiming in. Let me check out some of these. Oh, boy. No. Tequila is the libation of choice.
Orale, vato loco. Orale, vata loco.
Because I don't know, Texas, if you're male or female, but if you're all going for tequila for Christmas, dear God, what kind of 2022 was it for you? You good? You okay? Tequila. Text me back. You just like tequila. Okay. All right. No problem. Sound like any opportunity you get to drink tequila, you will. Okay. So if not, why not? Have a Mexican Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Okay. There you go for my tequila lovers. Another vote for Bailey's. This is a good one. Amaretto. A lot of options with amaretto. Ah, look at my Texas, my people, my people, my people. Look at this. Naughty Jack Daniels to infinity. Thank you very much, Texas. That will stop the libation texting right now. We've covered it all. No, but listen. What's real fun to do, if you like to partake in the libations, and this could actually be a good topic for the buzz, as we talk about our favorite libations for the holiday. And I always remind you, drink responsibly. Okay, indulge and enjoy, but do it responsibly. You got options. You got options with the libations. We got a lot of suggestions. Okay, but what's always cool to do is log on to the website of your favorite libation, and they give you holiday recipes. Yes, they do. I'm telling you, in whatever your favorite libation is, you can log on, you can Google, and they will give you Christmas recipes for drinks. Yes. And it's great stuff. Okay? And if you look at it, all right, I'll give you an example. We all know far and wide, my favorite libation of choice is old number 7, Jack Daniel's. Okay? But if you go to the Jack Daniels website, they're going to give you a whole Jack Daniels infused set of recipes for your favorite libations. Okay? So they give you a little holiday twist to Jack Daniels. Now listen, I'll tell you a good one for the holiday. Real simple, okay? Real easy to do, and everybody loves it. All right? Naughty, when it comes to libation, it's whatever your pockets can afford. I agree. And if you're balling on a budget, ball out, ball out, ball out. Here's another. Hey, Naughty, I'd like to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, wishing you all good health and with a long life. And I wish and more to you and your families, and I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you so much. So, you know, with that being said, I want to continue to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and all my Texas chiming in, and all the best for you and your house as well. All right? Blessings. Now, like I said, go in and find your favorite libation recipe. I'll give you one for Jack Daniels. It's a sweet one. It's a good one. And there's two of them that I got for you. All right? Now, one that's really, really good is your traditional Jack and Coke. Okay? Twist a lime in it, so on and so forth. But spruce it up this holiday season. All right? You give it a little splash of grenadine. Throw a little cherry in there, maraschino cherry on top. You know what I mean? Just a little dash of that sweetening syrup. And you got a dynamite holiday Jack and Cherry Coke off the chain. Now, if your fans are lemonade, let me give you a nice lemonade variety. And it's twofold. You do your traditional lemonade or your switcher. And we all know how to make switcher, however you decide to make switcher. You know, make it to your choice. Okay? And then you infuse it with the Jack Daniels. So you make it a hard lemonade, and you do your shots of Jack Daniels in there. Or you can get crazy and have the Jack Daniels infused Arnold Palmer, where you mix the iced tea and the lemonade, which is traditional Arnold Palmer, throw that splash of grenadine in again, the two shots of Jack, and you got the fully loaded, the leaded Arnold Palmer. And for my golfers this weekend going out, salute Arnold Palmer and tribute to Arnold. Drink some leaded Arnold Palmers while you have a round or two infused by Jack Daniels. But nonetheless, you know, have fun and do it responsibly. But yeah, oh, this is a good one right here. Naughty eggnog can't done. Now listen, I give you all credit. The eggnog lovers, if you all do it right, then you will definitely enjoy it. Yes, because eggnog, you have to do it right. If you don't do it right, you'd be way off. Boy, but if you do it correctly, whoo, put you right in the wheelhouse. But nonetheless, as we continue the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, I got to address this. Now, I'm starting to see the text route in. Y'all need to take your time. Not Sparky, you see what you done caused? We can do it for Sparky. We got to win this one for the Goblin. This one I like here, the Brown Bottle Posse, Sparky, or nothing. And I can't knock that one because, you know, if I was hanging out with Sparky right now, I'd probably be having some brown bottles too. With a blue label. So, y'all could do it for Sparky in the Valley Nation, but I'll tell you, we doing it up in Saxon land for the late Peter Macaroni Gilcutt, who was a lover of Dunkin', by the way, because you followed my career, during Junkanoo season, it was quite the time. Every Friday that I'd be doing morning radio, every Friday I would do a Dunkin' remote. Peter would show up, especially during the holiday season, during the Junkanoo season, and we would talk Class A smack, the creme de la creme of Junkanoo smack there was. And I miss talking with him, man, you know. Sorry to lose him, and I miss him. But you know what? I will be in Junkanoo this year, full big hat on in tribute of Peter Gilcutt. And listen, I got to shout out my boy, Ooh-wee. Yes, man. Deion Sims, big up to Ooh-wee, man. Because, you know, Ooh-wee makes those traditional hats out of cardboard, Junkanoo style. But if you like Jack Daniels, you make your Jack Daniels hat out of the boxes, and it's creative, it's all outdoors. Or if your favorite beer is Bud Light or Kalik or so on. But I got a couple of solid hats from Uwe, and we're going to rock them on Bay Street. I think, like, for the first hour, we're going to rock the cowboy version, and then we're going to rock the Jack Daniels version, all in tribute of the Macaroni, Peter Gilcutt, the late great. Because, you know, he had a collection of hats. So, you know, Uwe got to know that from now on, when I hit Bay Street and I wear the hats are always a tribute to Macaroni, to Peter Gilcutt, the late great legend. So, yeah, look for some big hats for me on Bay Street. And don't look for me early during the parade or nothing. I already told you. I'm well in with the Eastern Route from my St. Andrews legacy. So I'll be on one of those building tops having a cocktail or two. And then about 5 o'clock, in true fashion, like how I used to do the Waterloo, Le Pond, the Ritz, Mystique, the Zoo, all of them. You know, I used to slide in and sneak in. Man, I could sneak right in VIP. My face good. My full hat on with in legacy and in tribute to Peter, the Macaroni Gilcutt. Probably take a picture with the Prime Minister if he's not traveling, you know, one time for Sparky. And then I get ass out. That's how I do it. Because by the time I reach there, I already know Saxon could be deep in your belly. And if you don't see me, that means Saxon get cheat again by the valley. And I could be home on social media, beating up the keyboard, crying, are you all cheat us? That's how I go. Now, with that being said, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, I got some FYIs for you. We'll get you to the news. I'll check the text lines, and we'll get you ready for 5 o'clock. We were talking sports. All right? And we are live, Duncan Carmichael location, getting it in, getting you ready for Christmas. And listen, Duncan's got some great gifts. Tumblers, coffee mugs in addition to the tumblers. They got some signature coffee mugs. They got some ground coffees already that make great gifts. And your gift certificates and your coupons. Great stocking stuffers. So pop into your favorite Duncan and get everybody running on Duncan for the holiday season. Quick break. Flips out of the break. We're back at you live from Duncan Carmichael. Getting you ready for the news on the Friday, December 23rd edition, the eve of Christmas Eve edition. The Talking Heads continues right after this.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with a King combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Christy's Iron Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Iron Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy's Iron Games. It's the game you know, with the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you. Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
Young class, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
On the Friday, December 23rd edition of Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And of course, like I said, we're getting you ready for the news, but I do have a little FYI for you, all right, from a couple of big sponsors, and we got to make sure you know what's going on all holiday season long. Now, when it comes to KFC, I'll be honest with you, don't forget, man, they got big things popping, all right? And you know no holiday season is complete without a bucket of KFC, especially all my junkanooas in the shack. You know, you're waking late. You need a good foundation to sop up the libation, and it's all about KFC. All right, don't forget, Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us all together this holiday season. All right, and don't forget, for a limited time, make this a finger-licking good Christmas with the KFC Festive Feast Mega Meal, packed with 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in the new reusable bag. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC. All right, and that's available for you at your favorite KFC locations for takeout and for drive-through. All right? Now, in addition to that, got to remind you, the Island Game is doing big things all holiday season long. They've got the 12 days of Cashmas happening for you. Okay? And when I tell you the 12 days of Cashmas, it is fully loaded. Okay? Yes, it's all about the Island Game, and it's all, like I said, it's all about the 12 days of Cashmas. And you can win. All you have to do is sign up. If you're an existing Island Game, Island Game customer or account holder, it's real easy, all right? Because the Island Game is going to reward 78 patrons this holiday season with $250,000 in cash prizes. All patrons who deposit $20 or more on their verified account during the promotion dates will be automatically entered into the promotion. Patrons can enter as many times as they'd like. However, they can only win once during the promotion. Now, for more information, simply log on to the of days of Cashmas. We're going to get to the news right now. And on the flip side of the news, we'll be back at you right here on the Friday, December 23rd edition of Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Young class, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Choco.
December 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We are live, Duncan Carmichael getting it in. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour. And you know how that is. When we get into the 5 o'clock hour, you know how we set it off. Set it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, Naughty Johnny's hooking it up, man. They did it all day today. And they'll do it again all day tomorrow. It's their Christmas menu. And you don't want to miss it. Turkey and ham with gravy. You got the yams, the red beans and rice, potato salad, stuffing, cranberry sauce, cheesecake with blueberries. All of that goodness, $28.95, VAT included. Waiting on you at Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, tonight is Friday at Naughty Johnny's. So that means it's happy hour from 5 to 7. And they got an awesome cocktail menu, so you need to go check that out, as well as the food menu. So give them a call on 377-7776. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza at Naughty Johnny's. Always worth the trip. All right, so let's check out today, excuse me, in sports history. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And on this day in sports history, let's see what we got. December 23rd, on this day in 1951, the AFL championship, well, sorry, the an NFL championship game was televised nationally for the first time. The Los Angeles Rams beat the Cleveland Browns 24-17. The Dumont Network had paid $75,000 for the rights to the game. 1972, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Oakland Raiders 13-7 in an NFL playoff game on a last-second play that was dubbed the Immaculate Reception. Pittsburgh's Franco Harris caught a deflected pass and ran it in for the winning touchdown. Sadly, we lost Franco this week at the age of 72. So it's going to put a little, you know, things into perspective this weekend when they do the retirement of his number during the game between the Raiders and the Steelers. And, of course, as we celebrate 50, the Immaculate Reception. 1991, Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Chuck Noll retired after 23 seasons. He was the only coach to win 4 Super Bowls at the time. 1995, Tonya Harding and Mike Smith were married. 1997, Yari Curry of the Colorado Avalanche became the eighth NHL player to score 600 goals. Sports quote, "I've always made a total effort, even when the odds seemed entirely against me. I never quit trying. I never felt that I didn't have a chance to win." Arnold Palmer. And notice we spoke about Arnie a little bit earlier. There you have it. Touche. So, that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. Mr. Producer, do we have Purdy chimed in yet? I'm sure Purdy is looking to chime in, so keep an eye out for Purdy. Because, you know, it's Friday, and we got the picks to do. And as we exit the Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, we're going to get up into the home court. You know, the local sports, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, you could ride into the new year in a brand new car. Yep, that's right. Courtesy of Burger King Nassau and Easy Car Sales. All you have to do is go on in, upgrade your favorite BK combo, fill out the form correctly, drop it in the box, and come the 28th. You could be driving off in a brand new BYD 2020 Han EV, courtesy of Easy Car Sales and Burger King Nassau. So get into your favorite Burger King location. 4 more days to enter. So take advantage of it right now. All right? At your favorite Burger King Nassau location. All right. And let's have a gander at the local sports scene. And, of course, we're into the holidays, so most leagues are preparing to kick off the season in January. All right, and winding things down. Tennis in the month of December, so that's always a good look. But like I said, look at our Bahamian Athlete Globe and local. And the EPA is planning the road ahead now that the 2022 preparation for was expected to be a big 2023. Up first on this calendar of events, set for January 7th at the BLTA's National Tennis Center. Following the completion of the Under 14 and the Under Tournament, the BLTA will facilitate the Bahama Pure Water Juniors National Tournament and the first Senior Love Double Smash Tournament on Grand Bahama and Abaco, respectively. The Bahama Pure Water Ice Juniors Tournament will be held February 9th through the 12th, and the Senior Love Double Tournament is set for February 11th. So the BLTA has an early calendar going on in addition to what they played during December. So good to see tennis, you know, jumping to the forefront. All right, now to tennis as well. Mackey and Nottage win national titles. For the first time in their young careers, Mackey are senior national tennis champions of the Bahamas. They lifted the men and women's national titles at the Giorgio Baldacci Open National Championships yesterday. So congratulations to them, and looking forward to them doing big things in the new year. Coach Yo and the Rebels closed out non-conference play with a win. Classes have ended at the University of Mississippi Ole Miss for the fall semester, but there was one more game on the schedule for Bahamian head coach Yolette, Coach Yo McPhee McQuinn, at the Ole Miss Lady Rebels 11-2 before heading into the Christmas break. The Bahamian head coach of the program and her team made light work of the Temple University Owls, who are 5-7 on the road at McGonagall Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, winning 75-55 on Wednesday. With the win, the Rebels closed out their non-conference regular season play and will now get their grueling Southeastern Conference SEC schedule underway. The two losses came against nationally ranked schools in number 17, the University of Utah Utes, and the number 24 ranked University of Oklahoma Sooners. In the game on Wednesday, McPhee McQuinn was able to play her entire roster. Four of her starters scored in double figures. Junior Madison Scott and senior Angel Baker both finished with double-doubles, with Scott scoring 16 boards and Baker adding 14 points and 10 boards. Senior Taya Singleton and senior Markeisha Davis scored 16 points and 10 points, respectively. So it looks like got a good team there. Coach Yo doing big things. And, of course, finally we got some baseball news. Bahamian Ellison Hanna has come from being afraid of baseball during his days at the of JBNN in East Nassau to launching 400-foot home runs professionally. His performance during the fourth Kokabe Caribbean Baseball Confederation Caribbean Baseball Cup, which was held at the Andre Rogers National Baseball Stadium 2 weeks ago, quickly endeared him into the hearts of Bahamians. Hannah, now 24, launched his first home run by a Bahamian in a new stadium, immediately becoming the answer to the key trivia question going forward, and became a fan favorite from his contributions on the field and off the field personality. Hannah, a second-year professional baseball player, finished a week-long tournament with four hits in 15 at-bats, one home run, two RBIs, and four runs scored. Now, the Bahamas finished fourth in the tournament, and, of course, professionally, Hanna plays for the Lake Erie Crushers, along with Todd Isaacs, Jr., in Avon, Ohio. So look for him as he returns to the Crushers, and look for him to get some more interest from Major League clubs, because he's putting up good numbers and doing big things. Do we have Pearly chimed in yet? I guess not. Pearly must be deep in the air fryer, boy. He must be trying to fry a turkey. I don't know what's going on with Pearly. But nonetheless, we'll see. Now, here's the deal. We got some picks to get in today, obviously, on the fifth side of the break, and who's in and who's out. We got some news from around the leagues popping up today that we got to talk about. Anthony Davis out indefinitely. There's more from that foot injury. The Jays trade for Dalton Varsho, and no violations in the Parker review. And, of course, you know, we got some other news as far as free agency goes. You know, in the NFL offseason, big-name players who should seek new teams in the offseason, all right? So we got lots to talk about on the flip side of the break. And don't forget, on the final 10 today, we got Rich Eisen with his picks taking you home, all right? So that'll be taking you home in the final 10. But what we'll do right now is we'll get to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the conversation with Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And we'll get our pro picks ready, already, you know, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we'll parlay the parlay on the flip side of the break, getting you ready for tomorrow, where there's a bevy of NFL games, bevy of college football games. And, of course, on Sunday, you got a huge NBA lineup. So if you're a sports fan this holiday weekend, this Christmas holiday weekend, your stocking should be stuffed full. We'll pick up the conversation on the flip side of the break as the December 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs.
What occasion?
John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Last, now everybody go to breakfast.
I got you on the Friday, December 23rd edition of Talking Heads. And, of course, you know, still waiting for Purdy to zoom in because you know how Purdy go. Purdy, but we get up into that air fryer and get deep into that and forget, you know, you're on radio. So I don't know what's going on with Purdy, but he might be getting his stalking stuff. I don't know. I can't comment. But what I can do is get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And don't forget, they got the brand new location of Tropical Gyros. Okay? Brand new location out there in JFK. R&D Plaza, JFK. Now, they got the flagship store on Mackey and Rosetta, open until 6. The JFK location, open until 8. So, yeah, you got ample opportunity to get your gyro on, all right? So, big up to Chef Carmen and the crew over there at Tropical Gyros. I wish him and his family all the best this year. Always been a big support man of the show. And we'll be doing one of the few Dolphin fans I got love for. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But at the end of the day, he's still a Dolphin, boy. Look like you're all in trouble. Y'all might get one this week, though. Y'all might beat the Packers. Look at that in the picks. But right now, like I said, let's get up into the Who's In and Who's Out segment. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And I mentioned this to you earlier. Anthony Davis of the Lakers, he is now out indefinitely with that foot injury. Okay? It is a stress injury in the foot, not listed as a stress fracture, but I'm thinking those are the lines that they're going on. And the Lakers announced Friday that star Anthony Davis will be out indefinitely with a stress injury in his right foot. The news release cited extensive consultation with Lakers team physicians and outside specialists. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, to Woj of ESPN Sports, the pain has subsided several days in Anthony Davis' foot, and he's expected to rest it for another 7 to 10 days and have it reevaluated and see if he can return to play. For now, there's hope that a procedure can be avoided. The Lakers provided an update, according to Dave McMenamin on Twitter, on Anthony Davis today at noon, saying he will continue to be out for an indefinite period with a stress injury in his right foot. He was present for shoot-around this morning wearing slippers on the court. He will miss his fourth straight game tonight. Now, Davis was injured on December 16th against the Denver Nuggets after experiencing discomfort in his right foot, as per ESPN's Dave McMenamin. Now, Sham Sharina of Stadium and The Athletic reported Sunday the injury would cost the forward at least 1 month or possibly more. Lengthy absences are now nothing new for Davis, who's played in only 40 games last season and 36 games in 2020-2021. He's an eight-time All-Star, and his best season was 2019 and 2020 as the Lakers won the NBA title. But he struggled to stay on the court ever since. And major part, that's a big contributing factor as to why the Lakers haven't made the playoffs the last 2 years. And if you look at his numbers this year, dominant. 27.4 points, 12.1 rebounds, 2.1 blocks, 5 appearances. Now, there's a big fall off, and the Lakers can't replace him. I mean, Thomas Bryant, Renyon Gabriel, and they don't all add up to 180. And now this puts more pressure on aging LeBron James, who no longer plays defense. And here we are. So it's looking bleak for the Lakers right now. And we got injuries to the piling up. So just as we crept back in, now the Lakers are falling back out. So we'll see how it goes. Got to keep an eye on that. A lot of drama coming out of LA, I think. Still more to come. If you switch over to football, got injuries. A story breaking today out of Dallas. We got Sam Williams, their rookie defensive lineman, who's had a great rookie season. He's going to be out for the game tomorrow against the Eagles with injuries sustained in a car crash. Now, Dallas Cowboys rookie defensive end Sam Williams will miss the team's home game on Saturday against the Eagles after suffering a concussion and neck strain in a car accident on Thursday in Plano, Texas. This is up into the Dallas Morning News. Williams is taken to hospital for precautionary reasons after the accident. Williams is okay. However, noted that the other person involved in the crash is as well. So both persons involved not injured, but a concussion and a neck strain. So at the end of the day, he's going to be out. So that's a blow. He's been a contributor, a big contributor on that defensive line rotation for the Cowboys. So we'll see. Now, obviously, if Jalen Hurts doesn't start for the Eagles, the Cowboys would want to put pressure on Gardner Minshew of the Eagles. But obviously now, that's one less piece they have to attack that. But it still should be a good game. I still like my Cowboys to win that. We'll talk about that in short order. Speaking of a new addition to the Cowboys, T.Y. Hilton in a Dallas uniform, relishing the opportunity to be in Dallas, looking forward to the opportunity to play, saying all the right things in the press conference. So we'll see where that goes. News out of Miami for you Dolphin fans. Jalen Waddle's going to be a go. Tyreek Hill's going to be a go. And let's see if they can get things back on track against the Packers. The Dolphins have lost three straight games in a row. Take it from personal experience. Don't sleep on the Packers. If you let them hang around long enough, they will steal a game from you. So you have to be able to take Rodgers out of the game and put pressure on that secondary of Green Bay, which I think the Dolphins can do. But still a lot of injuries going on, especially to the defense. So we'll see. Anything is possible. And you're coming in on a three-game losing streak. That momentum might be too far gone to get you back in the win column. So we'll keep an eye on it. But here's something interesting that I saw. And I just heard from Purdy. He won't be able to make it today. Duty calls. He's got an emergency meeting. But on behalf of Earl the Pearl, he would like to wish each and every one of you, especially Dolphin Nation, Dodger Nation, Laker Nation, he'd definitely like to wish you the best Christmas possible. Enjoy it to the fullest and a prosperous new year. So, and I appreciate everything too Purdy does. So I want to thank him for all his contributions and wish him and his family all the best. Very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I hope his grandsons stress him out to pieces. Also like to thank Peter Raheem for all his contributions. Wish him and his family the best as well for a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And for everybody who's chimed in, all our guests who've been on this year, thank you so much for making a great first year here at Guardian Radio when it comes to Talking Heads. All right, let's jump on in. I saw this earlier, and I think we need to talk about this. Coming up in 2023, you know, free agency. And, you know, a lot of us, when we go out in fantasy football, the first thing we like to do, look at the free agents, look at the horizon for next season, and start early on formulating a plan to get back into the fantasy playoffs. And if you had a season like me, you know, half of my team's in, half of my a bubble, you know, a couple of seven seeds there, you know, based on to the points and stuff, got me. So I'm going to look at redirecting my focus on building teams next year. And a big part of it is looking at free agents and where they land. And I'll tell you, here's some of my big-name players who should seek new teams in the offseason. And you got opportunities. And the main one at the top of the list, the GOAT himself, Tom Brady. And I got six of them that could really change places, that could shake things up. Now remember, the NFC South is the 6-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers might make the playoffs anyway. All right, as the division champ. The offense isn't short on skill position talent, and the defense is built reasonably well, even though both units have clearly underperformed in 2022, and injury has a lot to do with that. But there's a good argument for Tom Brady, if he doesn't retire, or if he retires and doesn't stay retired this time, to re-sign with the Bucs. However, the shift from Bruce Arians to Todd Bowles has resulted in a more conservative coaching style. Offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich is a quality coach, but he hasn't elevated the team either. The offense is kind of stagnant. Now, while Brady's pre-existing relationship in Tampa might be appealing, he also has a connection with the Tennessee Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, and he illegally flirted with the Miami Dolphins last offseason. Both of those teams can create an opening for Brady if so desired. So, why not take a shot at becoming the first starting quarterback to win a Super Bowl on three different teams? And if that's the case, then the Dolphins might be a strong for that. You got to look at it. The Dolphins have been crazy. So, in the offseason with their draft, And look where they're going, because you got picks, you got money to spend. And, of course, you got a lot of talent on that team that could be moved. So there's a strong possibility there. You know, look at Brady. And another dark horse team for Brady would be those 49ers as well, considering his, fact that he grew up in Southern, in North California, up there, near Palo Alto, as a matter of fact, in San Francisco. So there's a strong possibility. Jimmy Garoppolo is another quarterback. He's another one that's in flux. And he could land a big money deal and be a new team's undisputed number one QB in 2023 if he departs in free agency and if he's given a clean bill of health. So I think because his situation in some drafted, or sorry, the seventh round pick, Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant in the draft, has got that job locked up. The team's bought into him. He's playing at a high level. Trey Lance was injured. Garoppolo was injured. It might be time to go in that direction in San Francisco. Yes, indeed. So keep an eye on that. If Brady don't end up there, there could be a lot of openings there in San Francisco. And if you get Brady to come in, Purdy could back him up for a year or two and learn from the GOAT. So it's a win-win all the way around. And that's just the tip of the iceberg with Garoppolo, because you got some other big names. Josh Jacobs, running back from the Las Vegas Raiders. He ended the 2022 campaign as a consistently productive player. He finished with between 1,220 yards and 1,316 yards so each of his first three seasons. But the Raiders declined the fifth-year option, and now here we are. And, of course, the price tag on Jacobs prevented him from actually reaching the market, and he should use any shred of leverage he has to avoid it. As you know, running backs have a narrow window and a timeline to gain a second substantial contract. Now, considering how much the Raiders have invested in Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfrow, and Darren Walker, they're likely to dole out another long-term contract. So I see Josh Jacobs being a huge free agent. And if the Los Angeles Rams want to rejuvenate their running game, I think Josh Jacobs is a perfect fit in Los Angeles with the Rams in McVay's offense, where he can run and catch the football. And then there's also the Baltimore Ravens and the Philadelphia Eagles that are very appealing as well. Now, here's another one from the defensive side of the football. Marcus Davenport, edge rushers. Now, teams are going to find a financial dilemma on whether to sign Marcus Davenport this offseason. All right? He's a New Orleans Saint. They picked him in the first round in 2018. And Davenport has been an efficient pass rusher. However, he hasn't had play because of injuries. But sacks aren't the only way to evaluate an edge rusher. Heading into week 16, Davenport has only a half sack in 12 appearances. After five good, not so great seasons, perhaps the Saints might want to move on and Davenport might land a contract somewhere else and just explode on the scene, change the scenery. Same thing with DeMond Jones, defensive lineman from the Broncos. He's done well, but I think a change of scenery might work for him. Here's another big name popping up. If you're a Steeler fan, Cam Sutton, cornerback. Now he's playing in the final season of a two-year, $9 million deal. And Cam Sutton is headed for a substantial raise in free agency. Although he was a regular contributor for the Steelers through his four-year rookie contract, Sutton became a full-time starter after signing that extension. Now, he's since developed into a lockdown corner and has surrendered 5.7 yards per target this season. So he's going to have a huge payday. Teams looking to court him might include the Minnesota Vikings, the Washington Commanders, the Baltimore Ravens, and even the Cincinnati Bengals. So you got two. Now, Pittsburgh seems to have a promising future with young quarterback Kenny Pickett, so a reunion with Sutton would be sensible. Still in a win-now opportunity, in a win-now mode, a salary hike might be more appealing to Sutton entering his age 28 season to stay right there with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So those are six free agents that could end up somewhere else and actually make a difference. And keep an eye on Brady. Keep an eye on Brady. Now, speaking of the draft and teams positioning on the other end of the NFL spectrum, You know, you have teams lobbying for playoff position and trying to get in. You have other teams figuring out how can we tank under the radar and improve our draft position. But when the draft comes up, you got some risers and some fallers as far as position players. Now, a quiet riser is Rashawn Johnson from Texas. Now, when you think of Texas, you think of Bijan Robinson. But backup, he actually might have a lot of skills. It feels tough to grade a backup highly even when a guy in front of them, in this case, Bijan Robinson, may be a top five player in the entire class. But the more you look at Johnson, he's a bruiser at 6'2", 222 pounds. And he's roughly built the same as Robinson, who's 6 foot, 222. Now, Johnson plays with a mean streak. He runs violently downhill. And he, you know, he's one of those kind of guys. He's reminiscent to Michael Turner. Remember Michael the Burner Turner? Yeah, I think he's one of those kind of backs. So you need to keep an eye out on him. You have somebody who's fallen, who got a lot of hype, but now could fall and could pan out to be a good pro and be a steal in the draft, but his stock is falling right now, and that's Darnell Washington, tight end from Georgia. It was very high a year ago, not so much right now. Now, another riser on the offensive line situation, offensive tackle front, is Darnell Wright from Tennessee. Now, that's somebody you need to look at. He's a former five-star recruit, came into his own this year, and he's hitting a lot and checking out a lot of the boxes. Another riser that you might keep an eye on is our edge rusher. A lot of teams interested in him who need an edge rusher, 6'6", 275. That's somebody to also keep an eye on. Now, a couple of fallers. Another riser, cornerback Clark Phillips out of Utah as well. Keep an eye on him. A lot of comparisons to old boy from the Jets, Sauce Gardner. Yes. So keep an eye there. A couple of fallers. Cornerback Keely Ringo of Georgia. His stock seems to be falling. Projected as a first rounder, but he's starting to drop. Another faller, defensive lineman Jacqueline Roy of LSU, who has a lot of potential. And I think if anybody gets him in the first round, if he drops, they're going to get a steal in the draft. Another faller, inside our offensive lineman, Oseguin Oluwatimi from Michigan, playing center right now, but he plays across the offensive line. He's also fallen, but these could actually turn out to be some steals because, you know, sometimes, you know, the draft experts view a player one way, and when they get to the league, they check out all the boxes, and the stud, air quotes, that the draft experts had labeled and targeted as number one from it. So we'll keep an eye on that. Let's get to the second break right now on the Friday, December 23rd edition of Talking Heads. We'll take a quick break. Got back at you with my NFL picks for this weekend, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, who's got the 12 days of cashmere promotion going on. And then we'll get to the final 10, and we'll get you home with Rich Eisen's pick for this weekend. So keep it right where you got it. The December 23rd, Friday, December 23rd edition of Talking Heads, live from Dunkin' Donuts Carmichael, continues right after this.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. Runs on Dunkin'.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance, agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best always. They're always covered, man. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
with fine style, with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Diamond Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in. There's the win right now. Put money on your boat. You can have a very merry Christmas. Diamond Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy's
Diamond Games.
It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us together this holiday season. Enjoy a festive feast mega meal, packed of 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in a reusable bag. Available for a limited time, these reusable drink bags are perfect for your next get-together. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
This is Juan McCartney, and I am wishing you and your family all the happiness in the world this holiday season and all of God's abundant blessings in the new year. Here's to hoping you have a great 2022.
Your cast, last, and your fast.
The Friday, December 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And it's time for me to get up into my pigskin picks, my pro picks for the weekend, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. And don't forget, man, The Island Game doing big things. It's the 12 days of cashmas going on at The Island Game. And you don't want to miss out on it, all right? Here's how you enter the 12 days of cashmas, all right? Remember, The Island Game is going to reward 78 patrons this holiday season with $250 you enter. All patrons who deposit $20 or more on their verified account during the promotion dates will be automatically entered into the promotion. Patrons can enter as many times as they like. However, they can only win once during the promotion. Now, for more information, you can simply log on to theislandgame.com. Theislandgame.com. It has all the breakdowns on how to win. And I'm telling you, man, the giveaways start December 26th with 12 winners of $500. And leads all the way down to January 6th, where one winner of $50,000 will be awarded. So take advantage of that. Log on, islandgame.com, get all the information, and play responsibly. The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Now, with that being said, let me have a gander at my picks. Already jumped out the gate with a win yesterday. Took the Jags over the Jets, simply because Zach Wilson was a quarterback for the Jets. I like Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals to get it done this weekend against the New England Patriots. I like them tomorrow to win that game. Patriots still have some them as well, but to make a long story short, it's a longer road to hoe for them than the Cincinnati Bengals, and the more the Bengals win, the more they will improve and see they don't have a chance to wrap up that AFC North division. Got the New Orleans Saints on the road in Cleveland. Had this been in New Orleans, I probably would have taken the Saints. Cleveland Browns playing. Deshaun Watson starting to get back into the swing of things. Look for Njoku sighted. Look for Amari Cooper touchdown. And look for the Browns to get it done at home. Probably in inclement weather as well. Houston Texans against the Tennessee Titans. Houston's played everybody competitive lately. They'll probably play the Titans competitive in a division game tight. But they're horrible against the run. They got injuries on the offensive side of the ball. I like Derrick Henry Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry, a steady dose of Derrick Henry from the Titans to get it done against the Texans. You got the Seahawks on the road in Kansas City. Kansas City is now starting to do that late season pull away thing and position for the playoffs and prove that they could win the ugly games as well as, you know, the pretty ones. And I like them to take care of the Seattle Seahawks with some injuries that I think are going to cause them to fade now. But nonetheless, hats off to Geno Smith. A great year by him and doing a lot better than Russell Wilson did this year. If you look at the stats, Geno Smith made a Pro Bowl. Russell Wilson was dead on arrival in Denver. Got the Buffalo Bills and the Chicago Bears in Chicago. Both teams are used to playing in inclement weather. Buffalo's on a mission. They need to get it done. Then they're going to avoid the trap game. I think, you know, Justin Fields may put up some points for Chicago. It might be entertaining, but nonetheless, I like the Bills to get it done on the road. You got the New York Giants in Minnesota against the Vikings. I like the Vikings at home in Minnesota. The Giants showed some life last week, but nonetheless, I like them to get it done in Minnesota. Detroit Lions, Carolina Panthers. Detroit Lions, one of the hottest teams in football over the last 6 weeks. I like them to get it done in Carolina. They're good against the run. They're going to make it difficult for Carolina to run the ball, put pressure on Sam Darnold. And the Lions, I think, get it done running away. And if they get a lead in this game, it's going to be hard for Carolina. Going on. All right, we got you now. Let me get these last couple of picks in. Had a little technical difficulty going on right there. I like the Vikings over the Giants, the Lions over the Panthers, the Ravens over the Falcons. Playoff ramifications are there. They're trying to stay with Cincinnati in that division race. I like San Francisco at home. Until Purdy loses, I got to go with the 49ers. He's getting it done for them. I like my Cowboys over the Eagles, no Jalen Hurts, some injuries from Philadelphia, some injuries from Dallas, but we still have more key players in key positions to get it done. I think we would have beat them with Jalen Hurts in the lineup anyway. The Steelers, but I got to go with the Steelers just on the strength of Franco Harris. We lost Franco Harris this week, so we got to go with the Steelers to win that one. The Dolphins against the Packers at home. I'm going to go with the Dolphins at home in that one. Yeah, I got to go with the Dolphins at home. And then, of course, we got the Broncos and the Rams. Boy, that's an ugly game on Christmas. I'm going to go with Denver. They won the last couple of games, and obviously the Rams in disarray, and Baker Mayfield is not proven. So we'll see what goes on there. I like Denver to win that one. Tampa Bay and the Cardinals. Something tells me the GOAT's going to get it done on Christmas Day and keep hope alive in Tampa Bay. And finally, the Chargers and the Colts. No Matt Ryan for the Colts. I like the Chargers to win that one. All right. As we get into it, I'd like to thank everybody, my whole Guardian family, everybody, Madam Producer, Mr. Producer, Waldorf, Kermit D, all, Big Chris, everybody, Arlington, April, all my producers, man, who make it happen for me all year long, all year strong, all my sponsors, everybody who listens and chimes in, the biggest and best fan group in the world, audience in the world, that's my family, my wife MJ, my sons, who always allow me to do me and continue to support me, man. I want you guys to all have a very Merry Christmas, the best New Year possible, and we'll do it right after the holiday. But enjoy this holiday weekend safely. Remember the reason for the season, and engage your brain and gear before you put your mouth in motion And now we have a big commotion. Keep it on the love this holiday season. Remember the reason for the season. And socks and oil in your belly. Come New Year's. And Boxing Day. So quick break. On the flip side of the break, we get into CBS Sports and all their picks for the week as well. Big up to my Joker's Wild fam, my Guardian fam, and anybody who I miss, man. My Nasuvian.com fam, everybody, man. Big up to you all. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And with Lord's Prayer Life, we'll see you Wednesday. Grinding Tuesday is a holiday too. And enjoy your sports all weekend long. Big up to Earl of Pearl and Peter again. I mentioned you all earlier. I want to thank you all again. Appreciate you all. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And all the callers, all the chimers in. Big up to you all, man. Enjoy your holiday. And we'll see you all. Be safe. CBS Sports Picks coming up on the ride home. We'll see you later. All right? Right after Christmas, right here on Talking Heads. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. Tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Yo, guys. Last. Everybody
go
talk
real
fast.
Shadow. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni said Jalen Hurts did everything he could to play against the Cowboys, but that shoulder sprain will keep him on the sidelines. Giving way to Gardner Minshew, getting his first start of the season. 13-1, the Eagles are playing for the division title and the top seed in the NFC. Now, Minshew started two games last season going 1-1 in that stretch, including a loss to the Cowboys in the final week of the season. But in those two games, 4 touchdowns and 1 interception. But certainly, NFL schedule playing on Saturday, week 16. To get to some of those picks, let's bring back Ryan Harris. Ryan, Eagles and Cowboys. This game had enough intrigue with two playoff teams squaring off. But now we get Gardner Minshew in that QB for Philly. Can he, or should I say, will he, be able to go into Jerry's World and pick up win number 14 for the Eagles?
Yes, he will. He's got a beard. He's in the holiday festive mood. Gardner Minshew also has the respect of his fellow players. I don't know if many got to see, but his fellow players were actually taking part in the media scrum outside his locker, asking if he could bring the playoff mustache back. I mean, anytime you get a guy who has opportunity to perform like this in the locker room, on the big stage, the guys love it on the team. So they're going to be behind Gardner Minshew. And the Cowboys are coming off of a brutal loss to the Jaguars, multiple penalties, stalled out in key situations, and defensively unable to make big plays. The Cowboys are a distracted team, and the Eagles, well, they're behind their man Minshew to keep going towards the dominating playoff run they are on.
Yeah, even though they're sitting at 13-1, a win this week clinches that NFC East division for them. So certainly still plenty of motivating factors, even though they're well on their way to the playoffs. Meantime, Patriots have one of the toughest goals to close out the year. They got the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Bills in that order. Does New England recover from one of the worst teams to end the game? They're 3-point dogs at home to Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
They do not get it back on track against the Bengals, the hottest team in the NFL, my favorite team in the AFC. I believe the Bengals will be in the Super Bowl again. And the Patriots have multiple starters that were limited in practice yesterday. They're banged up, they're bruised, and the morale is gone in that building. I know a lot of the coaches in that building at the Patriots, the style of coaching, they were tearing down those players all week. Not enough time to build them up with the injuries. Give me the Bengals here in this one.
Yeah, it seemed like the Jets and the Patriots held on as long as they could, but those two fading fast. Meantime, Seattle trying to keep their own playoff hopes afloat. 7-7 right now. 10-point underdogs at Kansas City. We're talking in the break about temperatures. It's going to be in the teens there in KC this weekend. Chiefs 5-1 at home. Can they at least stay red hot at Arrowhead?
Absolutely, they will stay hot. And it's something where What will matter most is how the Chiefs decide to win the game. Listen, the Seahawks have put together as much as they can for the season. Geno Smith was even in early MVP talks, but the defense is as much of a liability as the offense without a run game. These guys can't win against the Chiefs. So for the Chiefs, are they going to get better at running the football, get better at the quick passing game? I played with some of the things that he loves to do in these games is to give other players confidence and to find another way to win, to give the team confidence, especially offensively, on how they can do things to open the playbook going into the playoffs. So give me the Chiefs here.
What's going on with the Seahawks? Because after the way they started the season, just 1-4 in their last five games?
Well, Mike, part of it's been Kenneth Walker III was injured, just got back. But Geno Smith has just time and time again gotten to big moments in games halfway through the season and has really failed. Also, the defense is the worst defense that I've ever seen under a Pete Carroll team. I don't know how he missed that. They're not physical. They don't make plays. I mean, it's just very, very different from the historical defenses of Pete Carroll there at the Seahawks. But make no mistake, they need a playmaker at quarterback, and Geno Smith has done enough, but did not continue to progress as the season went on. That's really hurt the Seahawks this year.
He's been one of the stories of the year in the NFL. Let's see if he can maybe keep writing there. All right, the Vikings pulled off a 33-point comeback last week. Will they need another miracle to get by the Giants? Minnesota, 4-point favorites at home in Minnie.
They will need a miracle, but the Vikings, go against them at your peril. I mean, I'm a St. Paul native, so I'll admit I'm biased a little bit. And after you win a game like that, if you're the Vikings, scoring over 30 points and a half, you want to dominate and dominate early. Now everybody understands they have to make some plays. I think they will beat the Giants. I think it'll be closer than people think because the Giants are scrapping. They're still in the playoff hunt as it is. They need to win a game these next 2 weeks if they have a shot at the playoffs. But for the Vikings, it has to be a better defensive performance. Soft zone coverage has ruined and made many games that should have been won easily by an offense who's one of the best in the NFL. I still like the Vikings at home in the U.S. Bank Stadium. They call it the bank back home, too, and it is loud. Fake snow in Minnesota, Mike. Can you believe it?
I can believe it. I mean, I don't know what that looks like down here in South Florida, but the bank will see Minnesota is, in fact, money here towards the end of the season. All right, Dan Campbell and the Lions, probably one of my favorite stories this season, winning 6 of the last 7 games to get back to 500, and they've got a bullseye set on the playoffs. Is the schedule now rewarding them this week when they visit the Panthers?
Absolutely. Best story, you're right, Mike, in the NFL right now. Somehow Detroit, America's team, Dan Campbell has these guys playing well. I like the Lions here. Do not sleep on the Panthers, though. Steve Wilks should be commended on the amazing job he's done to keep the Panthers competitive. But these Lions, with Pro Bowl snub Jared Goff at quarterback, yeah, I said it, Mike, they're going to win this game. They're going to continue to bite kneecaps on the way to the playoffs, as Dan Campbell once said he would do. Give me the Lions here and the best story in the NFL.
You know, you rarely get the we're going to bite kneecaps line and then have someone deliver on it. But Ryan Harris, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hey, if you need your daily fix of NFL news, look no further than that Pick 6 podcast with Will Brinson and company. Check out the latest episode. He's got Ryan Wilson.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.